Kevin McGran. He covers the Maple Leafs for the Toronto Star, and he wrote a great piece on why Babcock likes Pollock and Komarov, and he joins us here on Sportsnet tonight. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Talking some sports on the radio on a Friday night. It's fun. When you write this piece, do you expect a lot of negative tweets, emails, when you're defending Roman Pollock and Leo Komarov from Leafs Nation?
Yeah, I'm not doing it to poke the bear,
no,
as it were, but what I'm really trying to do is just sort of explain what Babcock is thinking, because I think that's sort of what gets lost. Like, people just look at Roman Pollock and go, he's slow, or, you know, he missed his man or whatever, or Leo Komarov, they look at his points and go, what's he doing playing with Kadri and Marleau? And they don't quite get what Babcock is trying to do with these guys. And so I'm trying to write a reasonable explanation of why these guys get the minutes they do, but I completely understand it's going to be some unreasonable responses coming right back at me, but that's okay. That's what we're here for.
No, it's a very well-written piece, and I totally understand your argument. To me, and not that's why I'm here, to get your opinion. To me, when you look at the Maple Leafs and you're playing Leo Komarov and you're playing guys like Roman Pollock and you're playing guys like Dom Moore, you're playing these veteran guys, as you say in your piece, Mike Babcock likes veterans. What is better, you think, for the long term of the organization? Is it better to play a Dom Moore instead of a Freddie Gauthier? Is it better to play Matt Martin instead of a Josh Levo? Is it better to play a Roman Pollock instead of a Travis Dermott or a Connor Carrick? It is, to me, by the Maple Leafs and Mike Babcock playing these veterans, they're in a win-now mode, and does that mean they add at the deadline because that's what this team is built to do, is win now?
Well, I agree with you that they're in a win-now mode, but I don't agree that – I don't think these veterans are going to be the guys that will be winning now. It's like here's what I think is actually happening. When you see these veterans that we all see their flaws, when you see them play, it's because they're the bar. And Babcock is basically telling his young kids – you got to play like these guys play, a better version of it, but that level of commitment, that level of grit, that level of competitiveness, that's what you've got to do, and then you'll get their minutes. He's not going to get, like last year he gave all the kids minutes. He said they're going to play 15 to 18 minutes, win or lose, come hell or high water, these guys are going to play. This year the bar has been raised, and he wants them to play a certain way, and if they play that way, they will play. And if they're not playing that way, he's going to look down and go, well, Roman Pollock's going to play then, and Leo Komarov's going to play. Mm-hmm. And once these guys get it in their head that they've got to play Babcock's way, and I know a lot of people don't like Babcock's way, but this is the way. This is the guy they hired. He has raised the bar on expectations. The expectations are raised around the city about this team. His path is this. You play a certain way or you don't play. You play the fourth line. And the way I kind of look at it now, and I've been really thinking about this the last two or three days, when you see Pollock and Komarov and Moore playing, it is because Babcock's not happy with the performance of his younger players. The idea is those younger players will take over this team.
Right.
But I don't think Mike Babcock is going to give them minutes the way he gave them last year. They have to earn those minutes this year.
Do you think Mike Babcock, and of course, there's no question, Kevin, his resume speaks for itself. Do you think sometimes, though, he gets in his own way just a little bit? And there was talk that at the end of his tenure with the Red Wings, there was a lot of people upset in Detroit that how does Luke Glendening and Drew Miller play almost the same amount of minutes as Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg? There is that, you know, how things happened in Detroit at the end, and they were kind of glad to see him go. It was time for a change in Detroit, and that he is obsessed with line matching, and maybe sometimes he plays guys a little too much than maybe he should. Is that sometimes he maybe gets in his own way just a little bit because he's so obsessed with line matching?
I think you're probably right there. There's the line matching can be a bit much, but that is what he does. I mean, I think at the end of Detroit, they were making the playoffs with him doing that, and basically with the same lineup, they're not making the playoffs. So that's one thing in his favor. Here, I think some of the guys are limited in minutes, partly because it's a long season and he wants to keep them fresh, and partly it wouldn't put me past them to try to keep their numbers low because they're all on, they'll have to be re-upped shortly. So if you can sort of hurt their numbers, you can hurt their contract dollar demands. I think there might be even a little bit of that in play, but I don't get too involved with how many minutes a guy plays over the course of a year. Like, I'm quite happy if all the forwards are under 20 minutes and then come playoffs, they're fresh. Yeah. I think there's a fair bit of the science that suggests the more rested you are, the more healthy you are, the more likely you are not to get injured. So I'm sort of buying into that. I do have this feeling that if the Leafs start to struggle at all, I think he'll just basically unleash them and say, all right, let's do it your way. But I don't see that actually happening. I think they will be fine. They will struggle with his way. He basically is trying to get him to play playoff hockey now because it's coming, and he just wants to be ahead of that curve. They could probably have a lot more fun, you know, playing the kids 22, 24 minutes and unleashing them, but that's not going to win you a round in the playoffs, and he just wants them to get there now, and managing minutes is part of it.
Kevin McGrain covers Maple Leafs for the Toronto Star. He joins us here on Sportsnet tonight. I'm George along the Sportsnet radio network. Kevin, a lot of people, and Leo Komarov, as you know, he's one of the whipping boys here from Leafs Nation if something goes wrong, and they're pointing to at him for, and they're trying to put some of the blame on Nazem Kadri's offensive struggles lately, that Kadri stuck playing with Komarov. Do you buy that at all?
No, I think Babcock wants balance on his lines. So there's a playmaker, a shooter, and a mucker on every line, basically, except the Bozak line. They don't have a mucker, really. But that's the makeup of every line that he's got. So sure, you could put Marner there instead or something like Connor Brown there instead, and it might produce more offense. I think, for one thing, the coach is much happier with Nazem Kadri's line stopping the shooters. That's kind of their job. They get all the defensive zone starts, so you know they're put out there when times are tough. So they're not going to be in the offensive zone quite as much. So I think to look at Leo as a drag on offense, you know, Naz has had his ups and downs, and sure, maybe Kapanen there you'd score more, but maybe you're also giving up more. There's one stat I kind of want to throw out there. So Leo gets 34% of the time he starts in the offensive zone. That's the fewest of any forward regular on the Leafs. So he starts in the defensive zone 65% of the time, basically. His Corsi, his possession numbers are among the worst. They're about 46.5%. But he's still 12 points higher in Corsi given his zone start thing. So he's moving the puck out of the defensive zone into the offensive zone. So I don't think he's quite as bad as everybody thinks he is. His numbers look bad, but they're really skewed by the number of times he starts in the defensive zone.
Kevin, before I let you go, I want to get your take on this. And I know that Patrick Marleau's been a guy that Mike Babcock loves. They signed him to that three-year deal at $6 million per, a guy who's in the back nine of his 30s here. The third year of that contract could be really ugly. Do you think that the Maple Leafs at this point, and you're paying Patrick Marleau $6 million to play in the third line, and that's how the configuration of the lines are going, and I know he's done a great job playing second line center in the injuries to Bozak, and I know he's done a good job of doing that, but do you think there's maybe a bit of regret bringing in Marleau at $6 million because that potentially might be that you'd be unable to re-sign a guy like James Van Riemsdyk, who I don't know how this team does as well next season, Kevin, without his goal production, because he's a consistent scorer on this team right behind a guy like Austin Matthews. You think there's some regret that they signed Marleau to that deal?
No, I don't think there's regret. I think what really happened is I think they signed Marleau thinking that he would replace JVR's offense and they would be able to flip JVR for that right-handed shot defenseman they so desperately need, and then that did not happen. I think they loaded up they wanted to make sure they had the offense they needed and trade JVR later, and it didn't happen. And I can't see them trading JVR now at the trade deadline. I think you got to look at JVR, Bozak, Komarov, and anybody else as UFA as their own rentals. They don't have to go trade for these guys. They already have them. And I think you deal with July 1st on July 1st. Like if this team makes it, let's say this team goes three rounds deep with this team, then, you know, maybe you do what you can to try to bring these guys back. If through a first round embarrassment, then maybe it's time for a big overhaul. But I think they like the makeup of the team. I don't think they have any regrets with Patrick Marleau. He is doing everything they could possibly have asked. He's a good soldier and he's a great role model. And again, he's another guy. He's skating and scoring, so people are not on him. But he's another guy that gets the minutes when the kids are not playing the right way. He's the example they're supposed to follow. Play better than Patrick. You can play more than Patrick. That's kind of it. He's right in the same group because Babcock loves his veterans.
He covers Maple Leafs for the Toronto Star, Kevin McGrain. Kevin, thanks for your time tonight.
Anytime, George, anytime.
There he goes, Kevin McGran of the Toronto Star.